OCD is a semi-legitimate defense mechanism. It is a way of keeping the subject sane while containing the subject's intense, and in almost all cases completely justified, rage. The primary issue is not the OCD itself. That is a secondary issue. The primary issue is that the subject is in a situation where, in order to keep his sanity, he has to subject himself to the draconian internal discipline of OCD. The primary issue, that is to say, is that the subject is in a situation where, in order to avoid becoming psychotic, he has to become neurotic. OCD is brought on by circumstances in which the subject has a choice between the psychological meltdown of psychosis or the psychological lockdown of neurosis. There is every reason for the obsessive-compulsive's prognosis to be a good one. The obsessive-compulsive's insanity is very encapsulated, and to a large extent he sees through it. And if he is in circumstances where he no longer needs the defense of OCD, where he no longer needs to keep his true feelings on lockdown, then the hold of his obsessive-compulsive neuroses will immediately begin to loosen, and the integrity of his psyche will immediately begin to be restored. The first step in dealing with OCD is to realize that, although it is a mental illness, it is one that is warranted by one's circumstances. The next step is to figure out what it is about those circumstances that warrants it. The next step after that is to re-articulate the subject's defenses in such a way that they become actual, as opposed to neurotic, defenses. The only qualification to the point above is that OCD can outlive its usefulness. That is to say, it can continue to exist after the circumstances that gave rise to it and that required its existence have gone away. But even under this circumstance, the first step to getting rid of the OCD is to identify what it was that at some point in the past, perhaps, made it incumbent on the subject to have OCD. The first step in getting rid of this madness is to identify the kernel of sanity within it, and it is unlikely that the forces that gave rise to it in the past have completely ceased to be operative. So even though the subject may no longer have to have OCD if he is to hold onto his sanity, it is nonetheless not completely insane of him to be afflicted by this insanity.